This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's turn our attention to our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
It's going great. Did you go out and do something fantastically fun on Friday or during the weekend to enjoy the bye week?
How about Saturday, Missouri-Auburn?
You went to the game?
Yeah, I did.
Look at you, Mickey. That is fantastically fun.
We had a group of eight guys get together.
Do you think that you're the toughest human in the world if you have to go to the hospital and get checked out and then still make it back in time for the rest of the game to help your team win?
He's not going to have to buy a beer the rest of the week.
Dude, I'm
talking about Brady Cook, the Missouri quarterback who got hurt the first series of the game and came back right at the end of the third quarter and led two scoring drives, 80 yards and 95 yards to win.
Pretty damn impressive.
They did an MRI.
I know. It's super impressive.
And he pointed out afterwards that, you know, when you go do the MRI, you're not allowed any electronics, right?
Oh, yeah. So
he couldn't monitor the game, right? And then he went and worked out, and they were going, nah, we don't think so. And then they said, we can do one more thing to make it work, and evidently it worked. So they didn't reveal exactly what they did.
Yeah, I think what they did was they slapped their hands together and rubbed them together just a little bit.
It's not like Mr. Miyagi every time.
Put some spit on there and rubbed it in.
Yeah. No, I don't believe that to be factually accurate. But to be fair,
it worked in Karate Kid.
Yeah, it did work in Karate Kid, I guess. Now, we didn't get an opportunity to talk about this, but since they were just coming off the bye, I was curious your thoughts on mock drafts at this point. To me, are preposterous, but people like them, and the ESPN one had the Cowboys taking the running back that has just taken over. The college football discussion. What would you think?
Isn't he from here?
I believe so. Yeah, yes. He's in the Frisco area.
Yeah.
What would you think about a first round running back selection, especially if it was in the middle?
What are we talking about?
Right now, 16.
Yeah, well, what about a defensive end that can rush the quarterback?
That's a fair point.
I mean, there's a lot of things we can go at. Obviously, that's the low-hanging fruit.
Sure.
It's got to be the running back. How about somebody to block for the running back?
True.
So,
well, you did draft two of those guys this year.
Yeah, I know.
I have more questions about that. Like, I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
But do you think the Cowboys view it that way, seeing as the assets they've pumped in monetarily and draft pick-wise to the offensive line?
Well, okay, but what if Zach Martin says, okay, that's it?
Valid, yeah.
He still has a giant cap hit.
Ready to roll with TJ Bass.
Yeah, and will. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's way too much. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at him if the guy's really good. And one of the things that they considered going in, I mean, this past draft when they got down to they didn't have a fourth-round pick, did they?
Yeah, how's that working out?
Yeah, well, he's sitting there watching. And then by the fifth round, it's like, okay, whoever I take, will they be better than, you know, Rico Dowdle? And I think that was probably the thinking.
Feeling like he was the better option.
Oh, well, and then the fifth round pick ended up starting at cornerback, right?
Yes.
It was necessary. Can you kind of explain, because I was trying to keep up with what McCarthy was saying this morning. Can you explain what they're all about to go through here? Because it sounds like their schedule is pretty stacked.
Well, they're not going to do a full practice, right? Team 11 on 11 or whatever. And what he was pointing out is he said he learned the lesson a while ago that you come off the bye and then right away on Monday you go out and start practicing very heavy and you chance suffering some soft tissue injuries because you don't know what the guys did for a week, right? And then all of a sudden you go out there and start pushing everybody around. And so it was going to be more kind of running, a lot of just skill work out there, throwing, catching, you know, run, but there was a lot of running. I'll let you know that for sure.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Just to get guys back into it, and then they take a day off on Tuesday.
What? Thanks a lot, collective bargaining agreement.
I mean, it's just mandatory, right? So, but yeah, and then it sounded like a lot of meetings. They do the across the hall type deal where the defensive coaches analyze, the opposing offensive position and vice versa. And it just sounded like, talking about, because if you remember last week when we interviewed the assistant coaches, it was all about the details, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess when they got back, they gave them the details that needed to be cleaned up. And it just sounded like a lot of meetings, though, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
we'll see, what they get into. And then from the injury standpoint, it looks like, we kind of got to wait to whatever they do on Wednesday to see where some of these guys are. But I thought it was encouraging what he said about Micah and Deron Bland. And he didn't really specify Kendricks, but it looked like he should be ready to go also, which I think is huge, getting him back on the field.
Did you like or were you intrigued by his spicy comments responding to Troy Aikman? Now, Troy Aikman, I believe it was last Thursday was on the ticket and said he did not care for the routes run by CD and company. Mike McCarthy pushed back on that pretty hard.
I got it transcribed here if you want to hear it.
Yes. Can you read it like Mike McCarthy?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope I can read it like me. For me to address those comments, I don't, because they don't carry any weight with me, because I watch all the tape. I get to go to the meetings. I'm at practice. I'm part of the games. I have a clear understanding of what and where, and Troy's statement in particular, I don't agree with the word selection, but there is definitely need for improvement in every position, not just the one position that he commented on.
So the one thing I don't love about the response, and I totally get it, but when he says, I'm at the practices, I get that, but I feel like Troy was more talking about, like, in the games, the routes.
Well, he said he was at the games, too.
Yeah, no, that is true. I mean, good. If he were not, that would be troublesome. Where do you fall on this? Because I'm
that's kind of hard for me to analyze, you know, route get offs and how accurate they're running routes. You know, maybe Troy was questioning the route tree as it was, you know, but it sounded like it was more about the players, right?
Yes.
And you know, when you start going down the line and you're starting to use guys that aren't used to playing that many snaps, you know, maybe the execution isn't great. Go ask the 49ers. How'd that work out with your top three wide receivers not in the game?
Yeah, not very well.
Right? And Purdy throws three interceptions. So, you know, injuries do matter. You know, if Brandon Cooks is out there, maybe it looks differently. If you know, Tolbert's not the third receiver. I mean, when he's not the second receiver, he's the third receiver, and everybody else is fourth and fifth. Maybe it looks a little different. Now, he didn't seem to be enamored with CeeDee Lamb's routes, but I think what Mike was trying to say is we can't sit here and worry about external stuff. We got to take care of what we can take care of in-house and not belabor what everybody else is saying and kind of drag your guys down.
Yeah.
So,
look, yeah, I understand. We'll see, if he right? came out and he was like, you're right, Troy, these receivers are trash. Like, yeah. I understand why he wouldn't say that. Like, what a captivating presser that would be, but yeah. I understand why he wouldn't say that.
Or, oh, good idea. I never thought of it. Right?
Yeah.
We didn't see that. So, I don't know. Troy's usually pretty spot on, though, from what he says. So, we'll see where that goes. And, look, a little bit better blocking up front will help this
Agreed.
Passing game, right?
Agreed.
Go ask the Longhorns, right?
Yo, what a transition.
Thank you
actually,
much,
thank
Mickey.
You very much, Mickey. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
I get cut off with that.
No, that was,
that was perfect.
You know how to tease it. Good job, man.
All righty. See you.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.